We do need to recap quite frequently to keep our compass bearing on where we are headed, conformity to Jesus. We can't study the Sermon on the Mount without experiencing something of the nature of a culture shock, if not a personal earthquake. It feels like everything's shaken. We must not just be intellectual theologians, but experiential ones, which means we know the word by experience. And I surely have experienced this sermon as I've gone through it. The word does its work, if we let it. What Jesus tells us is to be the norm for his followers just doesn't compute with the natural mind at all. It didn't to the scribes or Pharisees either, the keepers of the law. There's a way that seems right to us, but Proverbs says the end is death. If we follow his instructions, we will find ourselves living in life and peace. We'll find ourselves free from a lingering sense of failure, guilt and condemnation because we begin to hunger and thirst for the righteousness Jesus holds out to us, which is his free gift, the exchange he's given us in place for our sinfulness. If we give up the old ways, he says, we'll participate in everything he did, and it starts with his death. As we participate by faith in his death, we die in him and rise with him to resurrection life. The impossible is now possible. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect becomes both a possibility and a reality. We can grow up and mature, be perfect, which is what the word means. It doesn't mean sinless perfection. He's given us everything we need for a life of godliness. Peter says so. 2 Peter 1, 2-4. I'll let you look it up. We are in him. There are no longer two lives to be lived but one, his, through us. So he says we're to walk as he walked and demonstrate this in our daily lives by loving our enemies, forgiving as he forgave, being aggressively kind to those who hurt us and speak about us, those who despitefully use us, not returning like for like but rather with blessing. We're to reckon ourselves dead to the sinful nature and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Summed up, in Romans 8:37, we are to be more than conquerors through him who loved us. And even more clearly in the message in Matthew 5:14 and 16, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God's not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up to God, this generous Father in heaven. How's it working out for you?